the more red the color is, the more vulnerable it is. Because the red in our culture symbolizes blood.
Hello, my name is Patricia George.
Patricia George has worked at the Solomon Islands National Museum for more than 30 years.
Tebau is where I come from, Santa Cruz Island. So Tebau is our traditional currency.
Tebau is used as part of ceremonial exchanges, like those that take place before a marriage.
When they negotiated the bride price, the groom's relatives, the bride's relatives will sit down together and negotiate the price. So they might say, we want 20 red feather money currency.
According to law, people began making tebau after an exiled man wandering in the bush encountered a Lumumba, or spirit god, who took him.
And fed him, looked after him, and they taught him how to make this tebau.
In today's Santa Cruz, red feather money remains a source of pride and retains its symbolic importance. But actual examples are scarce.
It's very rare now to find an old one in the village. In 2000, me and my late husband tried to revive the red feather money. We had a project. We asked those who have the knowledge if they could pass down the knowledge. They passed the knowledge to young people. And I think 3 or 4 now have the knowledge making the red feather money.
Making tebau is a painstaking process. Look closely and you'll see the thousands of red feathers. Individually attaching them to make a complete coil takes hundreds of hours.
70,000 feathers. A bird catcher catch the bird, pull up the red feathers, leave the bird fly alive. They don't kill the bird. The bird then grow more feathers.